And we have one more election to talk about this morning, this one in Egypt. It's the second and last day of the presidential runoff there. Egyptians are choosing between the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, Mohamed Morsi, and retired Air Force General Ahmed Shafik, who was the last prime minister under ousted President Hosni Mubarak. One region where the vote is expected to be particularly tight is in Egypt's Nile Delta, north of Cairo. That's where Kimberly Adams traveled, and she filed this report.
The Egyptian governorate of El Sharkeya is blanketed with the lush farmland for which the Nile Delta is famous. It's also the birthplace of both candidates in the presidential runoff. Khalil Ahmed works in fields of corn, rice, and clover just outside the district's capital city and laments the difficulties of low-income farmers like him. Farming families make up about half of Egypt's population.
This land, we're renting it at black market prices. We had lands in the accursed Mubarak. God send him to hell. He allowed the landlords to take our land away from us.
But despite his anger with the former regime, Ahmed says he's voting for Mubarak's last prime minister, Ahmed Shafik, because he doesn't trust the Brotherhood candidate. Nearby in a clover field, his wife, Soher Abdelaziz, says she doesn't trust the Brotherhood either. Because if the Brotherhood gets control, it'll be like we were sold. But if Shafik wins and we don't like him, we'll be able to get him out the next time we vote. Shadi Hamid is the director of research at the Brookings Doha Center. He says despite the religiosity of Egypt's countryside, many rural voters are shunning the Brotherhood's Morsi for the security and economic improvements promised by Shafik.
So even if voters have Islamist inclinations, at the end of the day, they're watching the economy.
On the streets of the regional capital, Zagazig, Shafik campaign posters give way to Morsi banners. It's Morsi's hometown, and it was an embarrassment to the campaign when he lost here to Shafik in the first round of voting, although Morsi won the most votes nationwide. Dr. Nagi Sakar, a surgeon who works on Morsi's local election committee, acknowledges his candidate is unlikely to get much of the rural vote, but he is counting on a high turnout among the middle-class urban supporters to push Morsi over the top.
90% of professionals will give his voice to Dr. Morsi, but the other will support Shafiq.
But on the farm outside Zagazig, the revolution feels far away to Soher Abdelaziz. All she's worried about are the low prices for her crops and the lack of security.
It's been a year now in God's torment. We don't sleep at night. We fear for our children and we fear for their future.
She says she just wants things to be peaceful, and she's hoping her vote this weekend will help accomplish that. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams.
And you're listening to NPR News.